You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
And so it, go ahead.
You know, I walk in the prophetic anointing. That's my primary gifting and calling, is that of the prophetic. And, you know, I walk in the prophetic, walk in the supernatural, signs and wonders and miracles, do deliverance ministry, which is a sign and a miracle.
Yeah.
He calls them both that, you know. And you walk in that realm, you're going to get a lot of opposition. You better learn how to fight when you walk in end time ministry. And you better also learn how to accept rejection.
Right.
Because most of the church that calls themselves church, most people that call themselves Christians and go to what they call Christian churches, don't believe in the power and the presence of God. They don't believe in the demonic realm. They don't believe in sin anymore.
Right.
They're running away from the cross instead of to the cross. And they don't understand repentance. They don't understand the power of the enemy and how to fight them. They don't understand the power and authority that God gave them.
We had a mega church here on the program we're talking about. It was a mega large, like thousands of people. And the pastor was not a pastor at all. He's an atheist. And they don't even know he's being interviewed. Mm. He says, I don't know any other trade. But all those people are under someone who was an atheist. He's an admitted atheist that does, I can't tell them because I won't have a job.
Oh my goodness.
So the church, we're like blinded to what's going on. It's not, you know, when Dietrich Bonhoeffer was in Germany, he was trying to tell people, listen, Hitler's not right. They're going, listen, we could work with Hitler. We could bring him in. He joined the church, you know, and that type of thing. And it's like, he can't. He's rejecting the Jews. He's rejecting the Messianic believers. And so he literally ended up starting maybe 11 churches that begin to fight within themselves. And finally, he ended up in this remote area with a lot of young people teaching them how to abide. Read God's word. Pause. Ask God what you mean. Pray about it. Meditate on that word. That's how his last hours on this earth ended up, because the church rejected God and what was going on. Look what happened in the earth and the world during that time. It was just tragic.
We think in America that we're a mature church and that we're so far along because there's been a great teaching anointing. It's been on the church. But as I travel around the world in different places, we are way behind, both in the apostolic and prophetic fivefold revelation, actually modeling and being in operation. When we see what happens overseas and the moves of the Spirit right now, that are the greatest moves of the Spirit are happening, like Iran and the underground church, China, the things that go on in Africa and India and in Pakistan.
They have persecution.
You know,
though.
They are so
the
much more mature where they're seeing legitimate moves of the Spirit and powerful moves of people getting saved. We're sitting over here, pompous and weak.
Comfort
is
and
what we are in this comfort zone.
Yeah.
And he's sending missionaries to America.
Yes.
He's sending evangelists right now to America from other nations to try to wake up the evangelists that are sitting in the American church, fat and waiting.
Yeah.
That we're all supposed to do the work of an evangelist.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that are called to the ministry of evangelism that aren't evangelizing.
Right.
And because we're in this comfort zone of the American church.
Right.
It's in the comfortable pew. Right. I say pew to the comfortable pew. Get up out of that pew and let's go do something.
Yes.
Let's get back to being the real church. Let's not think so much about going to church as we're thinking about being the church. And if once we're being the church, we're going to enjoy going to church. It's a joy to be amongst the brethren.
Right.
That's a safe place.
Right.
You know, that's the sanctuary, the place where we can learn, where we can grow, we can get equipped, get empowered.
Right.
But the mission field begins at the door.
Right.
And we need to begin to break out of the four walls of a building and begin to actually do the work of ministry.
Oof,
you know, it's time for the work of the ministry to be done. The work that Jesus Christ did when he walked the earth, that's the work, that's the mandate we have.
Yeah.
That's the mandate that he gave us on the day of the ascension in Matthew chapter 16, 15 through 20.
Mm-hmm.
He told us to cast out demons in his name, to lay hands on the sick, to preach the gospel.
That's right.
And when are we going to, I don't know what we're waiting for. What part of go ye are we having trouble with in the American church?
Right.
Sitting here thinking that we're high, pompous, and mature.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, mature like that gets mature.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
What we need to do is to get up and get right with God.
Yeah.
Let's get back into the program and doing the work of the ministry.
Yeah. I'd say it's lukewarm.
The hard work of
when
ministry.
When you say it's lukewarm, and not hot, not cold. And Jesus' response to being lukewarm was not a, it's literally spit you out of the
way you want to describe the American church.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't know.
American church is lukewarm. And I tell you what, there's a lot of them sitting in church every single week.
Right.
They no more saved than the man in the moon.
Well, don't you think, though, if, you know, we specifically, the Lord laid on our hearts, he showed me some, you know how it is, if you're prophetic, you're seeing, he showed me some, so for sometimes he showed me so many things, I'm like, I get up angry, he showed me things in dreams. He's like, he said, if you're going to get angry, I'm not going to tell you about them. I didn't tell you that to get all upset. But yeah. You know, one thing the Lord showed me where it was at this particular traditional looking church, you know, running about maybe 500-800 people, maybe 1,000. But what was being ministered from the podium was not of God, it was darkness. And so this, as soon as he would speak, this dark spirit would leave the podium and go over the people. And so it would stay there. But once they said amen, it would come back to the person. Then he would go back, he'd say it again, it went out over the people. Then they would say, when they agreed, it would come back to him, you know? And so the things that are being spoken, I mean, God's people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Well, knowledge comes from those who God's give the ability to teach and to anoint and speak the truth. And then when they hear the truth from what's heard, right? From what's the preaching of the word, people, they get free, they get hurt.
Hear the word. Talk about something that's really on my heart because it, you know, we can be angry without sinning, and there is a righteous indignation.
Oh, yes, true.
And
yes.
There's a prophetic generation that's rising up now that's going to declare the truth, that's going to, you know, really bring forth the truth, and because there's a generation that's waiting, waiting for the trumpet sound that's in the heart of this next prophetic generation that's going to come. And they're going to be bold, they're going to be courageous, they're going to speak the word of God. I believe that there's a lot of lollipop prophets around.
Yeah.
They ain't nothing but fluff and stuff.
Balaam.
We need to see is the real prophetic to rise up and begin to make declarations, proclamations, do the work of ministry.
Right.
And they're going to call sin, sin. Right. And they're going to start to call out some things because the American church has been sitting here high and lofty.
Right.
It's time for us to get real. It's time for us to get right. And it's going to raise a lot of stuff. You said something about offense.
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me? The kind of ministry I walk in, I constantly bring offense. I'm not looking for trouble.
Right.
Trouble finds me.
Oh, yeah.
You start walking in signs, wonders, America, you start casting out demons.
Right.
And we were talking about hand-to-hand combat.
Right.
You know, hand-to-hand combat. So the enemy don't like that. So there's always spiritual opposition.
Right.
And some of it comes from the closest points in your life.
Oh, yes.
You know?
The one sent to help
whatever
you.
Whatever open doors around you.
Right, yeah.
You know, uncircumcised Philistine that's sitting in the camp. You know,
that's playing the piano. No messing
with it.
Right.
It could be the pastor.
Right.
You never
know. Yes, true.
You know,
well, you know, when God showed me that about the things that was happening behind a podium, I began to repent, saying, God, just forgive us for the things that we're teaching, right? And then we came to the boardroom we just left from a little while ago. We were in there and we were talking and a prophetic man was in there and literally God just took him over to deliver this word. And he's talking about how upset he was with what's being spoken behind for these podiums, you know, for the platforms that they've been given to speak truth, but they're teaching not the truth. And so he said it was like a pyramid and he's taken that whole pyramid and he's taken it upside down and he's shoving the entire podium in the ground, right? It was just the fear of God just came in the boardroom, we're talking. And I'm like, that's powerful. Oh my God, that's exactly what the Lord's telling us. And so then I'm preparing at my home for Sunday. I was going to be preaching that Sunday. And so this pastor comes and knocks on my door. He knocks on my door. And I'm like, hey, how are you doing? I didn't know him. He said, listen, he said, I don't know if you want this or not, but I'm not pastoring anymore. They're just not listening. I reach more people in the workplace than I'm reaching at this podium. My dad built me this podium. I wanted to know if you wanted this podium. After God told me, I was like, I don't want the podium. Right? He left it. He didn't even bring it on my property. He had it on the edge of my property, right?
Hmm.
And so it was just God. You know, this is prophetic things, right? This is happening. This is not the vision, the dream. And so then I walk over to it because I know it means a lot to him, what God, his dad built for him. And that type of thing. And I looked at it and I said, listen, dude, I got to tell you, if you give it to me, this is what I'm going to do with it. I said, because this is what God's saying. And he could relate to it because he was watching the unresponsiveness of what was being taught. And I said, we're probably going to take it and we're going to burn it and we're going to repent for what's been said in America behind these things. He's going, because dear God, he says, I feel God all over me. He says, here, and he gave it to me, right? And this sounds wild for people that are looking, but if you're prophetic, you understand this. And if you just want to repent, you understand it. And so our next leadership gathering, you know, we had gotten together, and sometimes we always do a fire or something to get around the fire. And we said, you know what? I said, let's put this podium on this fire here. And we put them, and just roaring embers went up. And the embers went so high, I've never seen anything burn so high. It was this aggressive fire that was just burning this thing, right? It was just huge. And guess what happened that very night? Fox News reported on it. As a matter of fact, take a look.
Wow.
NASA astronomers have released an amazing deep space image that they are calling the Hand of God. The image is of the remains of a star that exploded 17,000 light years away. They say the hand's shape may be an optical illusion, but they're not sure. Do you see it? Either way, it is going viral, this picture, today.
You know what just happened? The Hand of God appeared in the heavenlies that night. They saw, because you look to see, Fox News says, the hand of God.
Fox News reported that.
They report that. That was the night. We're looking, then literally, you know, that was the night that we burnt that podium. And we're just going, dear God, forgive us for everything that's been spoken behind the podiums in America and the church. Yeah. You know, because if the church is, if America's in a problem, it's because the podium, the church is in a problem.
You were talking about the man who was an atheist and pastor in a church. And I see all different kinds of people right. In ministry. And some of them are called by their mama.
Yeah.
Or some of them are pursuing a career.
Right.
I want you to know that ministry is not a career. Ministry is a calling.
Yeah.
And you need to really be called of God and not to pursue it as a career, because it's not about fortune and fame.
Dear Lord,
it's about
yeah.
doing the walk and the work of ministry.
Yeah.
You know, there are some people you're out there right now.
Talk to them.
And I know God's calling you. He's knocking on the door of your heart right now. He spoke to you a long time ago, and now is your moment. Now is a coming out moment. He's knocking on the door of your heart right now, and he's wanting you to make that big choice, to make that commitment, to serve him with all that you are and all that you have and all that you hope to be.
Yes.
This is a moment where your calling is going to be made manifest and made clear. Right now, if that's you, just put your hand over your heart right
yes.
now and just begin now yeah. to tell him that you will, that you say, I will. I will, Lord. I'll go. I'll do it. I'm going to answer the call, and I'm going to answer the call now. Now's that moment.
Yeah.
Now's the time. Now's
yeah.
the time for you.
Yeah.
Now just receive the love of God and that empowerment and anointing in this moment. If you're called to the prophetic and you know that you're living in dreams and visions somewhere and you're having these things and you feel like you don't quite fit, but you know there's a prophetic call on you and you're out there now, receive the prophetic anointing now. You can receive it right there. I
yes.
declare it.
Yes.
I proclaim it over yeah. you right now. A
yeah.
fresh release of the prophetic anointing, the prophetic
yes.
call, that you would begin to get dreams and visions and revelation knowledge. And Father, I just thank you right now that you are raising up a prophetic army, a prophetic company.
Yes.
And right now we're saying, send us, Lord.
Yes.
Untangle us. We are the
yes.
soldiers right now. We are the soldiers that are saying, yes, untangle us from
yeah.
civilian affairs, and we will report for duty. And if that's you right now, just make that claim and tell somebody around you about that.
Mm.
You know, we've been talking about the Lord and all kinds of things, the deliverance and all
right.
of this. You might be out there and you may don't, maybe you know all about Jesus, but you don't really know Jesus.
Talk to him.
You've never really declared him as your Lord and Savior. You
yeah.
know about him. You heard all the pretty stories in school, but you hear us talking about an intimate relationship with God and how he moves, how he's real, how he manifests himself, and you don't have any understanding or feeling of that. But today, you know this is the truth, and you feel it in your spirit, and you feel it in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
If today you want to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, now's your moment. Now's your moment of opportunity. Just open up your heart. Say this prayer with me right now.
Yes.
Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I thank you.
I thank you.
I thank you for loving me.
I thank you for loving me.
Loving me enough to speak to me.
Loving me enough to speak to me.
About the sin in my heart.
About the sin that's in my heart.
The sin that's in my life.
The sin that's in my life.
I repent.
I repent.
I repent of everything I've ever done.
I repent from everything I've ever done.
To hurt you.
To hurt you.
To hurt others.
To hurt others.
To hurt myself.
To hurt myself.
And Jesus.
Jesus.
I ask you.
I ask you.
Now to come into my heart.
Now to come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
My friend.
my friend,
my Savior,
my Lord,
I receive you today. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, amen. Praise amen. God. If you made that decision, I'm going to tell you right now that we have something special for you. You can write to us. You see our email address. You see our phone number. You see all our contact information right there. We have a package we want to be able to send you. I want to say welcome to the family of God. As a matter of fact, we shared some of our testimonies at meetmyfather.org, meetmyfather.org, which gives you a little bit more information right there. But we're so excited about you joining the family of God. God's got an awesome plan in store for you, plans to bless you and to prosper you. We're in a family. Think about it, the family of God, an heir of God, a joint heir with Jesus Christ, making Jesus the Lord of your life. It's time to learn about him. We have some information to be able to get to you right there. By the way, also, if you haven't yet went to the VFNKB community, we just recently launched the time for us to talk directly. You go to vfnkbcommunity.com and be able to join in right there. It's a place, every other place they're kind of blocking us from talking directly to you, but you can actually talk to us directly in the VFNKB community. Also, I want to say, I want you to be able to follow, you know, Russ and Maeve Moyer on their own social media. We'll make that available to you on your site, but also your ministry. It's Eagle Worldwide.
EagleWorldwide.com.
That's
our website.
Okay.
My email is bro.russ@eagleworldwide.com.
Okay.
And you can get us on the Facebook at Russ and Maeve Moyer. We want to be your friend.
Right.
We want to connect, make relationship with you.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfnkb.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at vfnkb.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.